I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, March 27th. There are now 43 confirmed cases of coronavirus in Quincy, and there have been 3 deaths. To date, 9 people have recovered from the virus in Quincy, and some 60 are being self-isolated. Statewide, there are 2,417 cases, and there have been 25 deaths. Today, Governor Baker asked for a federal disaster declaration in Massachusetts, which he says would free up additional funds and resources. A 5th grab-and-go meal distribution site is being added in Quincy beginning Monday. Meals will be handed out at the Clifford Marshall Elementary School, in addition to Quincy and North Quincy High Schools and the Snug Harbor and Lincoln Hancock Schools. The meals are distributed weekdays from 11 a.m. to noon for as long as the schools remain closed. This week, Governor Baker extended the public school shutdown to May 4th. Here in Quincy, officials are urging parents and students to take advantage of online learning resources on the school's website, quincypublicschools.com. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says there have been some changes to the way Quincy firefighters are responding to medical calls. Koch says there will be a limited response on the part of firefighters in an effort to prevent them from contracting the coronavirus. Koch says Brewster ambulance crews will respond to calls alone, and if needed, Quincy firefighters would then respond. The mayor says it would be disastrous for large numbers of Quincy firefighters to be off the job because they contracted the virus. He says their primary focus has to be to respond to fires and other emergency calls. In his weekly City View program, Mayor Koch also said now was the time to set politics aside, support the president, and pull together. Koch said he's not always a fan of the president, but said the country should be working to overcome the current crisis. Koch also said the pandemic exposed glaring weaknesses in the country's medical infrastructure and the manufacturing of pharmaceuticals, which he said is mostly done in China. Koch said the United States needs more diversification in its manufacturing in order to respond to emergencies at home and abroad. He also called for a major stockpiling of medical supplies at the country's hospitals and medical centers. The mayor is also calling on people of all faiths to use the power of prayer to help get through the crisis. By the Bills and Mainspring homeless shelters of Quincy and Brockton say that they are in desperate need of food and monetary donations to get through the coronavirus crisis. Executive Director John Yaswinski says a critical need now is an isolation area for homeless people who may have the virus. Yaswinski says that they're working with the city and the state to locate areas that may include the South Shore YMCA, Eastern Nazarene College, or other local sites that could serve as a quarantine location. Yaswinski also worries that if the pandemic goes on through the year, that need will only increase. A Braintree man has been charged with stealing a vehicle from the Quirk Auto Auction in Quincy. Police say 32-year-old Stephen Keefe stole a white Ford Explorer from the lot on Rashudi Drive at about 11:30 Wednesday night. Police quickly apprehended Keefe on Furnacebrook Parkway and charged him with larceny of a motor vehicle and driving with an expired license. Police say the keys had been left in the vehicle. Keefe will be arraigned by video conference with a court clerk and then released on bail from Quincy Police Headquarters. Court hearings are currently being held via video conference due to the coronavirus crisis. Taunton man charged with breaking into at least one car at a Quincy apartment complex Tuesday night. Police say 41-year-old Thomas Anderson was spotted breaking into a 2018 black VW Jetta just after 10 p.m. at the Faxon Commons complex on the Southern Artery. Police apprehended Johnson at the scene, charged him with breaking and entering and larceny. He's charged with stealing electronic items, gift cards, and other personal belongings from at least one vehicle. Police suspect he broke into several other cars at that complex. Police say he also had an outstanding warrant for his arrest. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, March 27th.